Ag groups urging the House to act on transportation. Hello, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. A coalition of agriculture groups, including the American Farm Bureau, is urging the U.S. House to pass a surface transportation bill. Michael Clements has more.
The coalition sent a letter to U.S. House members Thursday asking for a multi-year broad-based transportation bill to be passed. Farm Bureau Transportation Specialist Andrew Walmsley says agriculture is heavily dependent on a reliable transportation network.
We've continued to see Congress kind of kick the can down the road on infrastructure improvements and funding. We saw the Senate take some action at the end of summer, and now the focus turns to the House. There was a broad coalition of ag industry groups that sent a letter to the House urging action on making the necessary investment and laying out priorities as it relates to transportation policy and agriculture.
One critical issue for agriculture is the movement of products by rail. The letter calls for an extension of the implementation of Positive Train Control, a computerized communication system designed to track and enforce safe rail movement. Walmsley says the deadline for rail companies to comply with the mandate is near impossible to meet.
We have concerns that a lot of the important inputs for agriculture, such as fertilizer, aren't going to be able to move by rail. And this deadline approaches at the end of this year, which would have a huge impact to next year's planting season. But we even have some railroads talking about shutting down entire lines, which gives you pause whether we're going to be able to move any grain on those lines if Positive Train Control is not installed in time.
Further, while the previous highway bill provided regulatory relief for covered agriculture vehicles, there have been discrepancies in the implementation.
So we're asking Congress to make it pretty clear that states have some flexibility on being able to treat agriculture appropriately as farmers or ranchers and not necessarily as commercial truck drivers.
Congress returns from recess after Labor Day. Michael Clements, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.